Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1521, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, from 50 to 100 sections in all. These tests were made shortly after my examination of Mary Fagan's body. I do not recall any conversation with Dr. Dorsey respecting the hair. It is possible these specimens of hair were returned to Mr. Dorsey after the trial. Professor G. Bachman and Professor J. W. Papez sworn for the Movant. We have made a study of the subject of scalp hair, and as to whether hair from the scalp or any part may be identified as such. The hair is divided into two parts, the root and the shaft. The root is that part of the hair that is embedded in the skin. The shaft is that part which projects above the surface of the skin. In their thickness, the hairs show much variation, not only in different races, individuals, and regions, but also in the same person and part of the body, as on the scalp, where fine and coarse hairs may lie side by side. The thickest scalp hairs have a diameter of 128 micra, and the finest one of 10 micra with all intermediate sizes. In a general way, hairs of light color are finer than dark ones. On attaining their full growth without mutilation, hairs do not possess a uniform thickness throughout their length, since they diminish not only towards the tip, where the shaft ends in a point, but also towards the root. In the case of straight hairs, the follicle is unbent and the shaft is cylindrical, and therefore circular in cross-section. Hairs that are wavy or curly spring from follicles more or less bent and are flattened or grooved with corresponding oval, reniform, or irregularly triangular outlines when transversely cut. When examined under the microscope, the shaft is seen to consist of a central core and of two layers arranged concentrically around the core. The central core is called the medulla and consists of polygonal cells lying side by side, end to end. There are from 2 to 4 cells in the row, side by side. The medulla is absent in small hairs, while in large hairs it does not extend to the free end. The medulla is uneven in outline, and its appearance varies with the illumination appearing as a dark band with transmitted light and as a light one with reflected light. This is due to the presence of air between the shrunken and irregular medullary cells. The layer surrounding the medulla is called the cortex. It forms the greater bulk of the hair shaft. It consists of elongated, spindle-shaped cells, which are so closely arranged that the individual cells are indistinguishable. Fine fibrils pass between individual cells. The cortex contains the pigment that gives call.